average injury award paid out by the state's assessment board has plunged by 40%. It's putting pressure on insurers to dramatically cut premiums by the same level. But will they do it? We're joined by the director of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, Peter Boland. Peter, will they do it? Will they follow suit?
Good morning, Shane. We expect them to. They should have followed suit back in April when this started to happen, because every insurance policy is supposedly calculated on the risk going forward. And from the 24th of April, when these new guidelines were put in place, the risk dropped dramatically. The 40% that PIAB are confirming today is very much in line with what we estimated at the time. But what we're not seeing is reductions. There are some reductions on motor, not enough to reflect what's going on in terms of awards.
I'm trying to be fair to the insurance companies here. Is it kind of too early to see it? Is it something we'll see over the coming months, or am I giving them too much latitude?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. If awards had gone up by 40%, you would have seen it in your renewal tomorrow.
You think?
100%. So they need to react to this. And this is not just some minor issue. This is existential for so many different sectors of Irish society. As I said, we're seeing small reductions on motor. We're seeing the exact opposite on liability insurance, which is the one that impacts on volunteering community groups, charities, sports clubs, SMEs. Premiums continue to go up. And this is a real problem now, because we're coming out of COVID. We're expecting those sectors to drive the recovery.
So Peter, bottom line, the government has done its bit. PIAB, the Personal Injuries Assessment Board, is doing its bit. It's now insurance companies that have to step up to the plate.
100%. And it has to be remembered, Shane, that due to constant challenges from the legal profession, PIAB is now in a situation where it's only settling 14% of claims. The insurers settle the vast majority of them privately before the cases get to court. So about 60% of liability claims are settled privately by insurers with the plaintiff's lawyers. So we need data from the insurers in order to confirm that the insurers are holding fast on these new guidelines as well. And we need it before Christmas, because
we don't want people bypassing the PIAB, basically.
100%, yeah. PIAB should be at the centre of the personal injury environment in Ireland. It's a very solid, sensible structure. It was a very good idea. It worked really well at the start, and then the rug was pulled from under it.
Okay.
So it needs to be back and central.
Okay, makes absolute sense. We have a path to a more reasonable insurance cost. Let's take that path, and the insurance companies do need to step up to the plate. Director of the Alliance for Insurance Reform, Peter Boland, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.